Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
On the drive, kicks it out, Williams. Williams to the rack, high off the glass, it's good! He did it again!
SGA taking his time. Luke Dort has it. Dort lines up, three-pointer. Bang! Luke Dort from downtown!
One of the conference finals at Madison Square Garden. He can get hot. Williams has been hot all night, falling away. Got it! 40 points for Jalen Williams!
I just like listening to Mike Breen. Good job, Max, coming in. Mike Breen's as good as it gets. That broadcast, not so great, but Mike Breen is the best. Yeah, Jalen Williams last night had a night, as did Oklahoma City. They were just too much for the Pacers, especially considering Tyrese Halliburton played one of the worst games you'll ever see a star play in a spot like last night. Now, he did have an excuse. We'll get to that coming up. Good morning. Oklahoma City, one win away from an NBA championship. The last time that franchise won it all, they were the Seattle Supersonics, and they knocked out the Washington Bullets in five games. June of 1979. That would be 46 years ago. Look it up if you think I'm making it up. Yeah, Washington's NBA franchise played in the NBA Finals, Max, three times when they were in Washington in the 1970s. Of course, they have not been close since. I've got a ton on last night's game coming up, including thoughts on what Rick Carlisle should have done about Tyrese Halliburton last night. But this from Fran to start the show. Fran was very upset, and I'm not going to read the entire email. Fran was very upset that I went off yesterday on the city council. It wasn't just the city council. It was all of them. It was the mayor's office. It was the city council. It was get it together and get this thing done by July 15th so the team can proceed in the timely manner and based on the calendar that they wanted when they came to an agreement on a term sheet with Mayor Bowser. Fran writes, and I'm taking just a part of this, not sure why you took the side of Commanders ownership yesterday while being uber critical of the city council. These are very complex negotiations, and time is necessary. I don't care how long it takes. I just want them to get it right. Be patient. Well, thank you for that, Fran. I want them to get it right, too. I do. I want them to get it right. I want them to get the best possible deal for the city because I'm a resident of the District of Columbia, and that's their job. you know, to do what's in the best interest of their constituents, do what's best for the people. And I understand that these are complex negotiations. You know, I don't know where to compare the complex negotiations of putting together a stadium slash city deal versus some other complex negotiations, like perhaps the ones that were going on for 60 days with Iran. I don't know. I just know that when they struck the deal, there was one job left, and that was for the city council to vote on it and to pass it by July 15th. Now, if they don't pass it, they don't pass it, and the team moves on. You know, if they get a deal that, or if they are unable to get a deal that the city council can vote 7 votes out of the 13 council members, although I guess they're 12 right now, but they need 7 votes. But I would say that from April 28th, in which they had the term sheet, they had the agreement between the team and the city, and July 15th is ample time. We're talking about, you know, 2.5 months when all is said and done. And I think that what frustrates me is just this idea that the city council can just push it back and they can vote on it in the fall, and that the team's urgency is not their urgency. Well, to get a deal done, it might be. Now, someone suggested to me, don't you think that the city council is just operating in a way in which they're trying to create leverage? They're talking to the team in terms of, hey, we're not in any hurry. You give us a better deal and we'll get to the table and we'll vote on this July 15th. Maybe. I would guess, and Fran, you're not going to like this, of the two groups, I would bet on Josh Harrison, Mitchell Rails, and Mark Ein to know how to kind of negotiate and play this out in public more than the 12 council members. Just a guess. But I think the line in the story yesterday that I didn't read when we were talking about this on the air, to me, says it all. Beyond what the mayor, you know, said the team was, which was outraged that they may put this vote off past July 15th, that they were risking and sacrificing an exclusive seat at the table and $2.7 billion in private investment. But there was a line in the story later on that I didn't read from, and I just missed it. But this, to me, is what I insinuated or suggested might be the feeling of, you know, Josh Harris, Mark Ein, Mitch Rails ownership. There's a paragraph that starts, the commander said they would be willing to work, quote, morning and night with the council to get the deal passed in July. Throughout the process, we've been clear. The team has been clear. They need a new home by 2030. Any delay will make us unable to deliver on that timeline, as well as prevent us from attracting major concerts, performers, and international events such as the 2031 FIFA Women's World Cup to DC. So the team is in that roll up your sleeves. We're willing to do it for, you know, days in a row, morning and night, bring the coffee in. We're pounding this thing out. We're getting it done. Nobody's leaving the room until it is done. And that is typically the spirit of more private sector than bureaucratic government sector, you know, entrepreneurial environments in which Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitchell Rails have thrived in and have been a part of. And I'm sure there's some frustration on their part that we're sitting here on June 17th and there's the discussion among the city council that they're not ready to vote on it and they may push the vote back. These guys probably would have had it done in a week had they been on the other side. That's all I'm suggesting. I could be totally wrong. It could be, Fran, that the city council is so shrewd and they are ready to vote on this and they're ready to vote yes on this by July 15th, but they're trying to create just a little bit more leverage to get just a little bit more out of the deal, get a little bit better of a deal. Whatever that means. I don't know the details of the term sheet. We read it back in April. It's $2.7 billion from the team. It's $1 billion from the city or something north of $1 billion. I just think 2.5 months is ample time. And if they end up pushing it back, it's, you know, it's unfortunate. It doesn't mean the team will walk. Maybe they won't. They want RFK. They want it badly, you know. But they want to move forward with the beginning of this project so that they can open the stadium in 2030. By the way, here's another quick email that I read right before the show began. I just thought, and I'll get to the NBA Finals. I know you guys are waiting with bated breath. Kevin from Derek. Kevin, Jaden Daniels needs a running game, period. Every quarterback needs one. Without one, they will go back to being a non-playoff team. You know, we've talked a lot about the need for others to be a part of Washington's run game next year, and we don't want Jaden Daniels leading the team in 10-plus games in rushing. That's probably not the best formula for trying to win 12 games again. Let's not forget that Washington finished last year as the number 3 rush offense in the NFL. So, Derek, I get it, and I want them to be able to run the football and take the pressure off the quarterback. And, you know, the quarterback had all the pressure on him anyway, even being able to run the football. And I want the 150-plus rushing yards a game to come from a lot more of the others than just, you know, 90 yards from the quarterback and another 60 combined with 2 or 3 running backs along with a wide receiver on a fly sweep or a reverse. But they were the number 3 rush offense in the NFL last year. You know, Baltimore was 1, Philly was 2, Washington was 3. It's interesting. Tampa was 4, Green Bay was 5, Detroit was 6. The top 6 rush offenses in the NFL last year were all playoff football teams. Yeah, we'll have plenty of time to talk about this leading up to the season. I don't know that we're going to know much until the season starts, but what we do know is that they got better along the offensive line. So that should be a factor in helping the team become an even better rush offense than they were last year. But don't forget, this team ran the football. Yes, with the quarterback a lot of the time, but they rushed the football last year to the tune of the 3rd best rush offense in the NFL.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number 1 online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, let's talk about NBA Finals Game 5 last night. I was pumped up for the game. I'm going to give you this overarching thought as I watched the game last night. I thought the game was tired and sloppy for a lot of it, unlike the first 4 games. The intensity was still there. The defensive pressure was still there. But I think if you've watched this series, you can see the physical effect that the intense, in-your-face, full-court pressure defense in each of these games, you can see the effect it is having on both teams. They are both physically worn down a bit. And the game started actually in breathtaking fashion. Both teams were on fire. I think 12 of the first 14 shot attempts were converted. And it looked like maybe we're going to have a night in which offense reigns supreme. But that's not what happened. Both of these teams got back to playing really good defense, Oklahoma City in particular. I've talked about this a lot. Oklahoma City is one of the best defensive teams I've ever watched play basketball, period, at any level. I would say UNLV's college team in 90 and 91 was the best defensive college team I've ever seen. In the NBA playoffs, this Oklahoma City Thunder team are comparable to some of the Bulls defensive teams, some of the Pistons bad boy teams. They are just so good. And they are so deep. They can play up to 10 guys, and all of them can defend. There just isn't any weakness defensively, and they all can defend any of the five positions. You see Isaiah Hartenstein, a center, out guarding Tyrese Halliburton. Same with Chet Holmgren. They just can guard any position 1 through 5, which makes it very difficult to run offense. But Indiana's proven that they can run offense and they can score even against great defense. It's been one of the compelling features of the series is that we're watching one of the great defensive teams of all time. And yet Indiana's been up to it in a lot of the games. You know, they've been able to score. They've been able to get buckets because they're really good. You know, this series was a series that I thought would be easy for Oklahoma City. I picked them in 5 and said worst case 6. May end up being 6, but it's not the 6 that I thought. I thought they were a much better team. They're not a much better team. These teams are very equal. And even last night, where Oklahoma City seemed like the better team for the majority of the night, it was a 2-point game early in the fourth quarter. Indiana just doesn't go away. And they didn't last night. And then when it got to 2 at 95-93, 5 of the next 7 defensive possessions for Oklahoma City ended with a theft, with a steal. I mean, there was incredible ball pressure. You may say they were ugly turnovers. No, they were defensive forced, and they were called steals. They had 15 steals in the game, 5 over that 3-minute stretch in the fourth quarter where they went from up 2 to up 14-15. They can throw the D on you like nobody can. And they were so disruptive. Part of it was Tyrese Halliburton's ineffectiveness. I'll get to that in a moment. But you can't talk about last night's game and not talk about Jalen Williams and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. There was a lot of talk about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, as good as he was in game 4, and he basically strapped the team to his back offensively in the fourth quarter, brought him back, and they won game 4. That was the crucial win for sure. But they talked about that he had 0 assists in that game. Well, if you go back and watch that game, he had 0 assists because they were 3-for-17 from behind the arc. You know, he should have had 5-6 assists with wide open looks that he created for his teammates. They just didn't make the shots. Last night, they were 14 of 32 from behind the arc, 43.8%. So he ended up with 10 assists. Sometimes it's not, you know, the player that's responsible for his low assist total. It's the players that he passed the ball to that didn't make the wide open shots that he created by collapsing the defense. And I think that was a part of why he had 0 assists in game 4. They won game 4 shooting poorly. Last night, they didn't shoot it poorly, and Jalen Williams was outstanding. I've been a bit critical of him at times during this series. I thought his first few games were games in which he was going to have to get better, or they were going to, you know, be in a dogfight. You know, he was in those first 2 games 11-for-33 from the floor, and he was forcing things. And he had, you know, stretches of those games in which, you know, he'd go to game three, just too many turnovers, ugly turnovers. But last night, his athleticism, his ability to get to the rim with his athleticism, his first step, his explosiveness, his overall ability to close at the rim. I mean, I've felt this watching Oklahoma City throughout the postseason. It's really hard to stop Jalen Williams from getting to the rim if that's what he wants to do without doubling him and forcing him to give it up. I don't think that he's always that great in his ability to see the floor when the defense does crowd him, but when the spacing's right and there is room for him to go downhill, he's borderline unstoppable. He had 40 last night. That's an incredible game five. He was 14 of 25. He was 3 for 5 from behind the arc. He got to the free throw line. He had missed free throws in previous games. He was 9 for 12 last night. Had 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and didn't turn the ball over, you know, last night. Actually, he had 1 turnover. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, SGA, I thought had a bit of a sloppy night at times, especially through the first, you know, second into the third quarter. Had 3 or 4 turnovers that just him trying to squeeze through tight openings. I know he can do it. He brought the ball up against pressure too much last night. They got away from that in game four, and I thought it helped him out a lot. Last night, he was back there, you know, trying to beat full court pressure with the dribble. I don't think he should be doing that. I think they should leave that to Jalen Williams, to Alex Caruso, to anybody else, Dort. He was solid, though. 31-10 in a game five. 4 block shots, by the way, for him as well. And he is deadly getting to the free throw line. He just doesn't miss. He was 13 of 14. You can talk about all the calls that he draws. I mean, these, you go back through the history of time, the best players in the game are really good at getting to the free throw line and drawing fouls, and yes, sometimes getting the benefit of the doubt on whistles. But to me, ultimately, despite 40 from Jalen Williams and 31 from SGA, you know, they combined for 71, it was that moment in the fourth quarter when here comes Indiana, here they come behind Tyrese Halliburton's replacement. We'll get to that in a moment. And they get a 3 from Siakam off an offensive rebound with 8.5 to go to make it 95-93. And from that point forward, they went from 95-93 to 112-97, a 15-point lead with 5 steals defensively over the next 7 Indiana possessions. You can talk about bad, you know, passes, panicked, you know, Nembhard and others. That's ball pressure forcing those bad passes that SGA picked off. Alex Caruso gets a steal, you know, on a play in which he turns and he throws it backwards. They were rattled. The defensive pressure rattled them. That's why they turned the ball over. I've said this watching this series and watching Oklahoma City throughout. If your explanation for Indiana, or if your, you know, projection is just don't turn the ball over and you can win, well, yeah, you can say that about anybody. But it's hard not to turn it over against Oklahoma City's defense. They had 23 turnovers last night, unlike game one, when Oklahoma City didn't turn all those turnovers into points. Last night, 32 points off 23 turnovers. But of the 23 turnovers, 15 were steals. Steals. Yeah, I could go back and find 3 or 4 turnovers that were unforced, but almost the significant majority are forced by Oklahoma City's defense. They're fun to watch, man. If you like watching great defensive basketball, Oklahoma City's an all-time watch. All-time. I think they'll win the series. It's not going to surprise me if Indiana wins Game 6 and we get a Game 7. But OKC was impressive last night. Look, a big story last night was the absolute brutal, I mean brutal, performance by Tyrese Halliburton, a player who's been as clutch as any in the postseason. Many have wanted to anoint him as a superstar. I've pushed back on that. I've said he's a really good player. He's a star player, you know, but he's not at that level of superstar yet. I just haven't seen it in watching him. There are too many games where you watch him and you're like, where are you? Now, last night he had a reason for zero field goals made in 34 minutes. We'll get to that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. We're also on our YouTube channel. Just hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button when you get there.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.